AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The international manhunt for a Tunisian man considered the prime suspect in Monday's deadly rampage at a Berlin Christmas market is raising questions about how closely German authorities are monitoring the hundreds of known Islamic extremists in the country. AP correspondent Geir Molson reports on what we know about Anis Amri.
He apparently arrived in Germany in July last year and since then has lived in three German regions, most recently in Berlin. We also know that state police in North Rhine-Westphalia, one of the areas where he had lived, had launched proceedings against the man on suspicion that he was preparing a serious crime.
Federal prosecutors in Germany have issued a public appeal for information about Amri, along with the promise of a $105,000 reward for his arrest. Outside his Mar-a-Lago resort, President-elect Trump told reporters that the truck attack in Berlin validates his assessment of Islamic-inspired threats.
It's an attack on humanity. That's what it is. It's an attack on humanity. And it's got to be stopped.
Outgoing North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory blames left-wing groups for scuttling an agreement that would have repealed an anti-LGBT law. Wednesday's special session ended without approval of legislation to get rid of House Bill 2. Democratic State Senator Jeff Jackson.
The deal was simple. Charlotte repeals its ordinance and we fully repeal HB 2 without any strings. This bill breaks that deal.
Jurors have recommended a death sentence for a California sex offender who abducted and killed four women over 6 months while wearing an electronic monitoring device. The judge will make the final decision in February after jurors said Stephen Dean Gordon should face capital punishment. Uber has pulled its self-driving cars from California roads. State regulators had moved to revoke their registrations. This is AP Radio News. How quickly should doctors cut an umbilical cord after the birth of a baby?
New guidelines from obstetricians say it's better for the baby if doctors wait a minute or more before cutting the cord. Dr. Tanze Raju at the National Institutes of Health says that will provide more iron-rich blood to the infant.
Baby is more stable, their blood pressure is normal, and if you follow them long enough, they don't have iron deficiency anemia.
He says waiting even 30 seconds gives the infant a longer final surge of oxygen-rich blood.
3 ounces of blood is an enormous amount, almost one-third of the blood volume of a small baby.
Currently, doctors cut the umbilical cord almost immediately unless the baby is premature. Diane Kepley, Washington.
Not sure if that was the top concern of a team of doctors in Phoenix who delivered 5 babies this month. The quintuplets were born to Margaret Badineau and her husband Michael. 4 girls and 1 boy, all healthy. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.